So we're looking at a stack of sources today that are, frankly, a little terrifying, but also pretty hopeful at the same time. All centered on one thing: dental implants.
It's a topic that usually starts with a wince, you know, either from the actual pain of a bad tooth or, more often, the financial pain when you get the quote to fix it.
And that's really our mission for this deep dive. We want to get past that initial sticker shock.
Yeah.
Because the data suggests that the cheaper options, the things we naturally run to, might actually be financial time bombs.
Absolutely. And to get why, you first have to understand what you're actually paying for. I think most of us wish it was like, you know, buying a car part.
Right. Like a new windscreen. Here's the price plus labor. Done.
Exactly. But it's not. One of the articles we looked at used this home renovation analogy, which I thought was really good.
I'm usually a bit skeptical of these metaphors, but this one, it actually seemed to work.
It really does. Think about it. You can't quote a renovation until you check the foundations, right? In your mouth, that foundation is your jawbone. If you've had a gap for a while, that bone actually shrinks. So you might need earthworks like bone grafting before you can even start.
And then comes the engineering part. This was what really surprised me. I just thought it was, you know, a fake tooth screwed in.
Not at all. It's proper bioengineering. It's a titanium post. And titanium is crucial because of this thing called osseointegration.
Right.
Essentially, your body doesn't reject it. The bone literally grows into the threads of that post. It becomes part of you.
Wow. So it tricks your body into thinking it's a real root.
Precisely. And then you top it all off with the artistry, the hand-finished ceramic crown.
Okay, so I get why it's expensive. But here's a question. If I'm missing one tooth, why wouldn't I just get a denture or a bridge? It's like half the price.
It's a fair question. It's not a bad decision, maybe, but it's a decision with some serious long-term consequences. Let's look at the 10-year timeline from the research.
Yeah.
A denture just sits on the gum, doesn't stimulate the bone underneath.
And without that stimulation, the bone just sort of shrinks away.
Exactly. It's use it or lose it. So as your jaw changes shape, the denture gets loose, you need more glue, then you need a reline, and then, you know, a whole new one. It's a subscription you didn't know you signed up for.
The info on bridges was even more alarming to me. To put one in, they have to grind down the healthy teeth on either side.
That's the domino effect. You're taking two perfectly healthy teeth and compromising their structure just to support one fake one.
So if one of those anchor teeth fails,
which happens, then you've gone from a one-tooth problem to a three-tooth problem.
So the implant is a one-and-done that actually protects its neighbors.
That's the key difference.
Okay, but we have to talk about the cost of doing nothing. The sources got pretty graphic about something called facial collapse.
It sounds dramatic, but it's just basic anatomy. Your teeth and jawbone support your lips and cheeks. When they recede, the lower third of your face literally sinks.
That's what creates that sunken-in look you sometimes see. So, okay, avoiding it costs your face. Doing it costs a fortune. This brings us to the Australian advantage that popped up in the notes.
Yes, and this is very specific to the Australian system. It's a mechanism called compassionate release of superannuation.
Your retirement fund.
Right. You can sometimes access those funds early for medical treatment if it's for, say, chronic pain or restoring a basic function, like being able to chew properly.
That sounds like a lifeline. But we have to be so careful here. We are not financial advisors.
100%. And the sources all scream this warning. Taking money out of your super now has a massive compounding effect on your retirement later.
So you need to speak to a qualified financial advisor, not just your dentist.
Absolutely. It's a huge decision.
But for those who do find a way to make it work, the post-op surveys were fascinating. 6 months later, nobody was talking about the cost.
No, not at all. The feedback was almost universally about the menu, about being able to order a steak at a restaurant or eat corn on the cob, things they hadn't done in years. It's a confidence thing you don't even realize you've lost.
Completely. It brings us back to the start. You aren't just buying a ceramic tooth. You're buying back the structural integrity of your face
and the ability to smile without thinking about it.
Yeah.
So here's a final thought for you to take away. We always worry about the ROI, the return on investment for an expensive procedure. But maybe, given the physical changes to your jaw and your face over time, have you calculated the COI, the cost of inaction?
That is the real question, isn't it?